Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout, all episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome. Oh, excuse me. Welcome to the Herd. It's Joy Taylor. Excuse me. A little chaotic start to the show today. A lot going on. Thank you for joining us here on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Alex Curry alongside me. Give me a moment so I can get some water. Alex, yeah, I can't hear anything.
Take a moment. It is beautiful chaos right now in the NBA offseason. It's beautiful chaos to start this show. No one sees it right before
you know what? That's what
live.
I get for tweeting out a Joker meme right before the show. It's going to be one of those Fridays, and I spoke it into existence.
You did.
And here
you
we
did.
Are. A frog jumps in my throat. There's no audio. It's all good. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have an exciting show. Plans, obviously. It was a chaos grenade yesterday at the end of the show, finding out that Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. And what does this mean for Kyrie and the rest of the NBA? Essentially, all of the NBA is in play because they are going to go for the best package in Brooklyn, as they should. So we will talk to Brock Huard about the other big news, which is that UCLA and USC are leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. We'll discuss that with him, our Fox Sports college football analyst. Later in the hour, we'll talk to Kevin O'Connor, the NBA writer, about all of the free agency moves. My phone was dying from
dead.
All of the alerts yesterday. You get paid,
yeah,
as they should. So I love that for everyone. I'm not paying anyone, so it doesn't matter to me what money is being handed out. Zion Williamson is going to get paid also, which is interesting, and we will talk about that later on in the show. And Matt Leinart will be in studio with us, Big Noon kickoff, and obviously Heisman winner with USC. So we will get his thoughts on his school leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. But let's get started with the big news yesterday, which is, of course, Kevin Durant requesting a trade out of Brooklyn. Now, the scenario is a little interesting because he's 34 years old, entering the first year of a four-year, $194 million deal. So he is signed through 25-26, guaranteed four-year contract, no player or team options. So whoever brings Kevin Durant in is going to get KD for the next 4 years. And what I think most of us feel is essentially his prime and, you know, heading towards the ends of his prime in the next 4 years, considering the injuries that he's had and the level of play that he is playing right now, which is obviously top of the league on any given night. But the reaction yesterday was a bit mixed because this is Kevin Durant and he's a mobile guy. He left OKC, he left the Warriors, and now he's leaving Brooklyn. Now, I support mobility. I've moved around. I have no problem with people trying to elevate their careers. I have no problem with people making decisions to get out of bad situations if they feel like it's not serving them. And I don't buy into the idea of loyalty when it comes to business. Now, that can be a bit explosive because fans are very loyal and there is this idea that you are supposed to have a bit of loyalty in sports. But this is what Kevin Durant does for a living. And if he is unhappy in Brooklyn, if he is unhappy with the way that Brooklyn has handled things, if he is unhappy with the way that Brooklyn has handled Kyrie, or for any other reason he wants to leave Brooklyn, I don't mind because I don't see Brooklyn as a place that has a culture. And at this point, a future. So I am completely on Kevin Durant's side. The other part of that is that he has been the only steady thing in Brooklyn over the past few years. Kyrie quit, didn't play for all but 29 games this year and 4 games in the postseason, which they got swept. James Harden quit. He left. Why is it on Kevin Durant to hold all this together? Now, you might argue that he had a lot of say in how things went. He had a lot of say in Kyrie. He had a lot of say in the coach. But that was your choice, Brooklyn, to do that. Not every organization is just going to turn everything over to Kevin Durant. And it didn't work. So here we are. Let's not burrow down and lock in on a mistake that we made. I would not have left the Warriors if I was Kevin Durant. I wouldn't have. But I have no problem with him leaving the Warriors, just like I have no problem with him leaving the Nets. This was pretty much doomed from the beginning when you really think about the structure of the organization and how all of this went. First of all, they had a first-time head coach in Steve Nash. He had never even been an assistant. And they really treated him like that from day one. Remember this sound from the beginning between Kyrie and KD.
We don't need somebody to come in and put their coaching philosophy on everything that we're doing and change up the wheel and, yo, you guys need to start doing this. And we start running on the first day of practice. It's just like, no, I don't really see us having a head coach. You know what I mean? Like, KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Jacques Vaughn could do it one day. It's a collaborative effort, I think, on our part.
Sean Marks never really had any control of the front office. They didn't really show any control or power. When Kyrie wouldn't get vaccinated, they said they weren't going to have a part-time player. Then they flipped back on that. That's just what Brooklyn does. They don't organically build anything. Not the city, obviously. I'm talking about the Nets. They just try to buy relevance. If you look at the history of this Brooklyn team, that is what they do. So I don't blame KD for leaving. I've always felt that this was a pop-up shop. They have no roots whatsoever. Everything fell apart with Kyrie. So what is he staying for? Now, all of that being said, I support him moving. I support him bailing on this situation. I do think his next stop is going to have to be his last stop because this is going to be a part of his legacy. He's a Rolling Stone. I had no problem with him leaving OKC. He spent 9 years there. It wasn't working out. He earned the right to be able to choose where he was going to go next. No problem with leaving the Warriors. You did what you did. You were the best player on those teams. Won 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs. Now you want to go on to your next stop? That's fine. But now we're in a place where you eventually do have to set up shop. You have to put down some roots. You have to establish your legacy. So this could be a lesson for Brooklyn. Could be a lesson for KD. I don't know where Kyrie ends up. But for Kevin Durant, this next step will be monumental, not just for the league, but also for his legacy. Come to the Heat. Yep. We'll discuss where he ends up later on in the show. And for Brooklyn, this is your opportunity to stop chasing around relevancy. Build, develop, set up standards, set up a culture, create a place that is going to grow and lift rather than take big swings and throwing things in a pot and seeing how it's going to work out. So we got huge news out of college football yesterday. USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. And look, the landscape of college football is changing. We know that. We've had conversations on and on and on about the NIL and how that affects college football, how it affects college sports. There is a lot of explosive opinions about it and how it's going to ruin college sports. I know there are people that feel like it is heading this direction. Everything is about money. Everything is about who can make more. All of the big schools, all the small schools are going to fall off. I know that there is a sense of panic. But this was pretty much inevitable. If you look at just the revenue of the Pac-12 compared to the Big Ten in 2021, you're looking at $344 million in the Pac-12 being distributed amongst their schools in 2021. Compared to the Big Ten, who distributed $680 million. That's significant. So yes, are sometimes these things about money? Sure. But you want to provide better opportunities for your student athletes. Well, you need money and you need visibility in order to do that. Joining the Big Ten gives USC, who now has Lincoln Riley, and UCLA the opportunity to be on a much bigger stage, to be visible, to be seen, to be watched. I know there was an immediate pushback about the travel. Well, not coincidentally, beach volleyball, men and women's volleyball, and water polo will be staying in the Pac-12 with these schools. But you're going to have more resources because you're joining the Big Ten. You're going to be able to provide more for your student athletes. The NIL money will go up, which also plays a role. It's okay to change. It's okay to pivot. It's okay to grow. The one thing in life that is absolutely guaranteed is change. And we have seen this develop over time. We have seen this trend. And, you know, the entire landscape, as I said, of college sports is changing. This is a great opportunity for both of these schools to become more visible, to give more opportunities to their student athletes. And after all, that's what college sports is supposed to do. Give you opportunities for men and women. I know this always comes down to college football because it is the biggest moneymaker, but this is a massive move, not just for the football teams, but for all of the other student athletes who participate in sports at both of these schools. I'm not surprised at this move. I think we're going to see more of this and more massive change around college sports and particularly around college football in how the structure of the sport is going to continue to change because of all of the money that is coming in, and rightfully so. And at the end of the day, it's going to be better for the student athletes, and that's what should matter most.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards
after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
It is funny to me. It's, I guess, ironic, maybe. Like, not funny, haha, funny, weird.
Okay.
That I kept saying I couldn't imagine where KD was going to go. Like, I hadn't allowed my mind to get to the space of where is Kevin Durant going to end up? Is he going to leave even? So I hadn't even gotten to the point of where he would end up because I couldn't get to the point of him leaving the Nets. Not that it's surprising to me because this is very on brands for Kevin Durant, but I did not see this coming. I will admit that. I did think that they were going to run it back one more year with Kyrie there in Brooklyn, see what you had in Ben Simmons. I think over the next few weeks, once we find out where Kevin Durant is headed and he starts to open up about what happened here, because I don't think it's going to take, you know, a documentary for us to find out what fell apart in Brooklyn, particularly for Kevin Durant. He's given us some signs. I mean, he did not get involved in Kyrie's negotiations. He did not recruit players during free agency to Brooklyn. So those were two pretty obvious signs that he was stepping back from the organization as a whole. Now, obviously, I thought that that was because he didn't want to be involved in what Kyrie had going on, which is totally fair. And, you know, him not recruiting could be just, I don't want to play this role of, you know, player GM anymore, or I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I don't want to recruit people here. And now we know that he has asked for a trade and asked to leave Brooklyn. Again, I have no problem with him leaving Brooklyn, but I do think his next stop needs to be his last. Because at this point, it's not about loyalty, it's about legacy. You had your time in OKC. You were unbelievable there. You went to Golden State, won your championships, won your finals MVPs. You've been a league MVP. You're an all-time great player. All of that is solidified. Brooklyn didn't work. Maybe we'll probably look back on this situation and, you know, say it was a couple years. We tried something. This happens. You know, sometimes people freak out, go, you know, move to the mountains. They're like, actually, not for us. Not for us. We tried it. Something new. We're going back to the city. You're allowed to pivot in life. But I do think at one point or another, you do have to set up some roots when you're talking about the legacy of Kevin Durant. Now, where he will end up isn't entirely up to him because he does have a four-year deal. No team option, no player option. So wherever he's going will be for 4 years. So the Nets do have a lot of leverage in this space. I don't think that they're just going to send him wherever, but they are going to lean towards the best package for Kevin Durant, as they should, because they should get a haul for him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
The other big move yesterday was Zion Williamson. He is nearing a 5-year, $231 million rookie extension. Shams Charania said, Williams had said after the season, I couldn't sign it fast enough, and he is locking into a commitment with New Orleans. Now, the deal is expected to include protections that both sides were sorting through overnight and will finalize, sources said. That is according to Shams. So that's not terribly surprising, because Zion has missed 149 of a possible 234 games with the Pelicans. That's 64%. Now, when he plays, he's the only player in NBA history to average over 25 points per game on at least 60% shooting. We know the talent that he is when he plays, which is why this contract being, you know, unique in its construction would not particularly surprise me. Now, there were some reports that he wasn't particularly happy there. We had talked about maybe he would be the first player to not take this, you know, max rookie salary money because it's the Pelicans. Well, as it turns out, you know, twist of fate, the Pelicans were actually better than Zion. Like, Zion is incredible when he plays, but missing 64% of the games, now the leverage is on the Pelican side, and I'm fine with that. I think the Pelicans are really building something. They are really building a culture. They are really building consistency. They've made some good moves. They seem to be better run than maybe we thought they were. So I think this is the right move for both of these parties. Zion Williamson has a lot to prove this year. Obviously, he got his contract, so he's going to be there regardless, but he needs to play some basketball this year, and he needs to consider this offseason to be one of the most important of his career. He's got to stay healthy.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Here I am about to say Kevin Durant's going to spend the rest of his career wherever he ends up. I don't know. I think he should do that, so I guess I'm projecting. But let's talk about the teams that A, can possibly get Kevin Durant and where I think he should end up going. Now, if you guessed, knowing me, obviously, the Heat is the number one destination for me for Kevin Durant. Now, obviously, I would love to see Kevin Durant go to the Miami Heat because I'm selfish and I would be insufferable if this happens.
Big surprise.
Insufferable. If you think you hate me now, forget it. Forget it. Unfollow me on everything. You're going to hate me. But I also think this would make sense. And I don't just think that. There's reports that he wants to go to the Heat or the Suns. Now, trades. How would this work? They have assets. Kyle Lowry, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Victor Oladipo, and the first round pick, Nikola Jovic, not Jokic. You can't trade Bam Adebayo. It can kind of happen. Would need a third team in order to do it, but he's likely off limits, and so is Jimmy Butler. So they are the plus 300 favorites to land Kevin Durant, according to Fox Bet. They can also offer up to three future first round picks, which would likely be included in this. And they have the greatest negotiator in NBA history, the godfather, Pat Riley. The other part of this that I think would be great for Kevin Durant outside of the city of Miami, which is a wonderful place to live, is they have a standard. They have a culture. They have one. They were one Jimmy Butler three away from going back to the finals. So this is not a situation where it's a bunch of players thrown together. They don't have a history of being able to make things work, elevate stars. Clearly the Big Three is the best example of that. So this would be a great destination for Kevin Durant. Number two is the Suns. This is the other team that he is reportedly interested in going to. Now they have some trade assets as well. DeAndre Ayton, it would require a sign and trade. Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, Jay Crowder, and Dario Saric. Now, Devin Booker and Chris Paul are likely off limits. Also, you can't move Devin Booker because he signed a four-year, $214 million Supermax extension yesterday. So he's not going anywhere. But obviously, you would want Booker there if you're going to bring in Kevin Durant. Now, the issue here with these trades, obviously, is you don't want to give up all of your depth. You don't want to completely empty your bench. You want to be able to have some pieces around. The Suns have been building momentum and culture. They still don't have an owner that is entirely functional, but to his credit, he's been staying away. He's been letting Monty Williams do his thing. So I don't love this destination, but I do think they would be able to build on what they've already established there in Phoenix, and he would be able to elevate that organization. Now, number three, Mavs. I really, really love, if he doesn't end up at these first two destinations, I really love the Mavs for Kevin Durant. Now, they have trade assets in Spencer Dinwiddie, Tim Hardaway Jr., JaVale McGee, Davis Bertans, and Dwight Powell. Obviously, Luka's not going anywhere, and not Christian Wood isn't either. They can also offer up to three future first-round picks. The Mavs are building something. It's very exciting. Now, Luka and KD, how do they play together? I don't know. KD obviously adds a bit of more of a defensive element than Luka does. I don't know if that usage fits, but it would be very exciting and very interesting. Now, we saw a little tease of this this week in the Blazers with Damian Lillard. So Dame would love to have KD there. He would love to make this work. They have a few options. Shaedon Sharpe, their first round pick, Eric Bledsoe, and Anfernee Simmons. That would also require a sign and trade. They can offer up to three future first round picks. I don't love this destination for KD, but playing alongside Damian Lillard and giving Damian Lillard an opportunity to win a championship, I do love. So that part is very interesting. The next 4 years with Dame and KD, that would be something. Portland is a place that does have a good culture. They are very well run. So I don't love it, but this would work. And then lastly, the Warriors. Now, the thing about the Warriors is they really actually have a bunch of trade assets to make this work. They can offer up to 3 future first round picks, and they have a bunch of trade assets. Now, would they do this? Would KD want to go back there? It would be anarchy, but I don't see this happening. I'm not against it, though.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Let's ask Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, NBA analyst. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Happy NBA free agency.
I am fired up. It's been a fun last 24-ish hours or so. Yeah, it's going to get even more fun with all the stuff we still have lingering here.
Well, let's start with what I was just discussing in a possible return to the Warriors. I don't think it's going to happen, but they do have the assets to make it happen. Is that one that is completely off the board?
I'd probably take the Warriors off the board. I don't see them getting back together anytime soon, but I think those other 4 teams you had on your list all very interesting, though.
So let's talk about my Heat then. I have them at number 1, but I also, outside of very much wanting this to happen, I do think that is the best destination for him.
Yeah, I think with Miami, it's a little complicated in that situation. They have picks they can give. Bam Adebayo would be a great piece for Brooklyn to acquire. The problem is that they can't acquire Bam unless they move Ben Simmons because of some NBA cap rules involving rookie max extensions. So Miami makes a lot of sense. They should go all in for Kevin Durant, but there's some complications with getting him there.
What about the Suns?
So with Phoenix, it's pretty clear cut. You could do a sign and trade involving Ayton. For Kevin Durant, you could send Mikal Bridges in a separate deal for maybe a Joe Harris, in addition to future draft picks from the first round pick swaps, which is basically going to be the format for any team here. Like, I think that Phoenix offer, though, Bridges and Ayton, that's really good. But if Boston wanted to offer a Jaylen Brown, if a team like that really wanted to step up, if New Orleans wanted to give a Brandon Ingram with a whole bunch of draft picks, a team like the Suns, their offer would end up getting beat here. So I think they make a lot of sense. They should be at the top of the list, but they can be surpassed in terms of the best offer.
But Kevin, how much leverage does Kevin Durant have here? Because like, I can't picture him playing in Boston. He's friends with Kyrie. Kyrie is not on good terms with Boston. I can't imagine him, you know, going to Boston. But he does have 4 years left on his deal. So how much leverage does Kevin Durant actually have in saying where he wants to go?
I mean, this is the crazy part about it all, because KD demanding a trade with 4 years left, on one hand, any of the 29 other teams could make an acceptable offer to Brooklyn for him. And Brooklyn has the right to say yes or no. They could drag this into the season if they really wanted to wait for better offers. They could maybe Kevin Durant decides, you know what, I want to stay here. If the only team that's willing to make an acceptable offer is, as you're saying, a team he doesn't want to go to. Whether that's a Boston or whether it's a team like Oklahoma City, for that matter, if they wanted to get a reunion together. We're talking Golden State reunions if they did. So there's some leverage here for KD, but ultimately Brooklyn can trade him wherever they want to. It's just a matter of if those offers come that they deem worth doing.
What do you make of the notion of KD and Kyrie going somewhere together?
That gets complicated. I mean, as has been widely reported, the Lakers seem to be the only team with any real interest in Kevin Durant. The problem is if you're trading for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, what's the best you can do? You can do Russell Westbrook with Anthony Davis, a 27 and a 29 first. That's probably the maximum offer the Lakers can put together before you get to the Austin Reeves of the world being included as trade assets. And I like we just said with the Suns, if their offer could be beat by somebody else, then I would imagine a Lakers offer for both Kyrie and Kevin Durant could be defeated as well.
Yeah. We're talking to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. Are you surprised? I don't know if surprise is the right word, but all week long I've been talking about how I hadn't allowed myself to imagine where KD could end up because I didn't think he was going to leave. So I'm not surprised by this because it's Kevin Durant and he's a bit of a rolling stone. But, you know, I didn't see this coming. Did you?
A little bit. I mean, it seemed like there was a lot of, you know, breadcrumbs about the possibility of this. But the fact he actually went ahead and did it, I mean, maybe it wasn't surprise that I felt as much as still shock because it actually happened and that we're actually in a position where a guy who joined the Nets with Kyrie Irving and got James Harden are now in this position where they don't have Harden. They have Ben Simmons, who does not play. And now they're in a spot where after Kyrie opts in, he still wants out. The fact we're actually at this point after everything that's transpired and how close they were to beating the Bucks, how little Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving actually played together, it blows my mind that we're actually here. And it goes to show that with the NBA, you have to expect the unexpected. You have to. It's happened time and time again. So in some ways, maybe we shouldn't be surprised or shocked by any of it.
How much do you put on Brooklyn? Because there were reports that KD wasn't happy with how the front office tried to understand Kyrie. Now, I don't understand Kyrie. I don't know how many people do understand Kyrie, but I would also lend to the idea that if you're going to bring in a player like Kyrie, you're going to have to try to understand Kyrie. So that with then flip-flopping on letting him play, you know, allowing him to do practices after after Steve Nash's practice. I mean, we've heard lots of really uncharacteristic things coming out of Brooklyn, uncharacteristic of a good culture, well-run organization. How much do you put on Brooklyn in this situation?
I mean, I'm sure they deserve some percentage of the blame. No one person or entity is not at fault here. Kevin Durant included, by attaching himself to Kyrie Irving, insisting on DeAndre Jordan be part of the players that they signed in the first place, taking away minutes from a young grid center in Jared Allen, who now is a $100 million player with the Cavaliers. So mistakes have been made by everybody every step of the way, including the front office, the organization. But ultimately, this comes down to Kyrie Irving, him playing half the games last year after not getting vaccinated. Obviously, that's his choice to do that. But the detriment to the team and the chemistry that they had last year, 1 year after being so close against the Bucks, Harden understandably wanted to leave, wanted to get out of there. Kevin Durant now in a spot where you kind of get it. I mean, I understand, you know, maybe at this point he realizes the mistake that was made and it's time for him to jump ship and get to a situation where in the middle of his 30s, after he's ruptured an Achilles, he knows time is running out. So for him, he's in a spot with Brooklyn now. I wonder if this actually has nothing to do with the front office, nothing to do with Kyrie, and only to do with the fact that, hey, there's better situations out there for me to win. I wonder if that's what Kevin Durant's thinking here, because there are, and there are teams that will make acceptable offers.
Are you surprised with the Zion Pelicans extension?
No, I'm not surprised there. From what I understand, they have trust in him to be able to stay healthy and get it right. I think the Pelicans winning games this past year under Willie Green has helped really start to begin shaping that culture that now Zion Williamson is going to grow and be part of. Like, they are really good. I mean, with Zion, if he stays healthy and is anywhere close to the guy we saw when he was last on the floor, 30 points per game, 6 assists, just an excellent two-way presence, they're going to be a team that could be a sleeper to make a deep run in the playoffs next year with him added to that great roster we saw last year.
Can you say something nice about the Knicks, Kevin O'Connor?
I mean, yeah, sure. Jalen Brunson is their best point guard they've had probably since 6 weeks of Jeremy Lin Sanity. It's going to be excellent for them to have Brunson. He's a stabilizer, somebody who can make RJ Barrett make their life easier, those young guys in that Knicks team. I like the signing personally. I think it's gotten way too much criticism. He's a good basketball player.
Well, I mean, the criticism is probably more because nobody trusts anything the Knicks do, which, yeah, you know, has been earned. We're talking to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. What was your reaction to Nikola Jokic's contract, $264 million Supermax extension, 5 years, the richest agreement in NBA history, is back-to-back MVP. I don't get crazy about the money. It's what the market is. It goes up. It's not, I'm not paying him. It's not changing my life. But what was your reaction to that deal?
Well, I mean, my reaction is, how is it that this guy who was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial is now
It's my favorite draft moment of all time.
Isn't it the best that this guy is a two-time MVP that's going to be a future Hall of Famer is drafted during a Taco Bell commercial? It blows my mind that this is his story. For the Nuggets now, I mean, I guess my first thought with it was, well, what's next? What are they going to do here? They signed Bruce Brown in free agency, really good fit next to Jokic. Those guys are going to have great chemistry together. But Michael Porter Jr. needs to prove he can get back to being the guy he was before. And Jamal Murray, following the torn ACL that he had, he needs to be a better version of the guy we saw prior, more consistent. So for the Nuggets, they have this megastar, future Hall of Famer, who rightfully is getting paid this money. But they need a lot else to change around him to win a championship.
Has he ever had a real Taco Bell commercial?
I don't know, but that should happen.
I feel like Taco Bell is missing the boat on that. Like,
that doesn't seem like an easy – that's an easy sponsorship dub for Jokic and the Taco Bell side. I'm not sure Jokic wants to do anything, though. He doesn't – no commercials, no interviews.
I mean, that feels like a no-brainer, man. Like, you get a Taco Bell for life card, and that seems like that's an easy – easy pitch in the advertising room. So what should the Lakers do? We talked earlier about the possibility of them trying to get KD and Kyrie, which feels like a big stretch to me. But we've heard the Kyrie thing a lot over the past couple weeks. So does Kyrie fit here? If they make this move, does it make any sense? Like, obviously we've seen Kyrie and LeBron together and they won a championship, but that was 6 years ago.
I think they should be going for Kyrie Irving here. I mean, look, Kyrie, say what you want about, off-court, personality, everything else. He's a better player than Russell Westbrook. And the Lakers have – anytime you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your roster, you need to be doing what you can to maximize the time you have with those guys. And so Kyrie Irving is an upgrade over Russ. If they're giving up one of their future first-round draft picks to get Irving, I'd be all over that. If I'm the Lakers, as long as the Nets were willing to do that deal, they might not want to take the Russ contract. They might be looking for a three-way, which complicates things. But ultimately, the Lakers should be going for Kyrie Irving and going hard at him.
What do you make of the James Harden negotiations that he's going to be flexible with them and leave some money on the table?
I mean, it's interesting there because they bring back some guys from the Rockets, PJ Tucker and Daniel House, with Harden. Shorter term deal. If it's a 3-year deal, he'll still be able to sign a potential max if he makes the most of this next 2-3 years. I'm buying Harden stock, Joy, because I think with him last year did not go well. He comes into camp out of shape. He never gets in great shape. He's injured with the hamstring. This summer for him, this is the summer to prove it. When you're playing with Joel Embiid, Harden doesn't need to be the best player on that team anymore. He just needs to be a consistent, great third option when Maxey's on. And then other times he can be the number two behind Embiid. He's in a situation now where he doesn't have to be the alpha, the guy averaged 35 points per game. So I look forward to seeing Harden adapt and evolve his game with Embiid and Maxey. But all he really just needs to do is stay in shape. That might be a lot to ask, but for James Harden, that's the number one objective here next to Embiid and Maxey. I think it can work. I really do.
Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. So where does KD end up? What does your gut tell you?
Let's go with Phoenix. They're currently the betting odds favorite. I think they can put together the best combination of young players and picks, at least the teams that would be willing to. And they're the team that is at the top of KD's list. So that's more incentive for them to go all the way in rather than other teams and who might have to worry about him doing this again in a year.
Well, it's the summer of Kevin Durant and Beyonce. That's what we've dubbed it this year on The Herd. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. Really appreciate it. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Whatever you think of Kevin Durant's career or his choices is up to you. I don't have a problem with them, just like I don't have a problem with him leaving Brooklyn. But I've never really thought of Kevin Durant as a particular team guy. Once he left Oklahoma City, he's been a rolling stone ever since. I do think his next destination needs to be his last destination, because at this point it is about legacy. It is about putting yourself in a different category of players, of all-time players. And a lot of the critiques that he has received over his career are that he has commitment issues and that he leaves when things get hard. I don't think that's true. I think he very much earned the right to go to the Warriors. He spent his time 9 years of his career with Seattle and OKC, and he had an absolute right to go and win a championship, multiple championships, and he was the best player on those championship teams and finals MVP twice. But what happened in Brooklyn, when you take a step back, and admittedly, I thought it could work. I thought they might have success. And I've kind of taken a step back from this style of doing things, from this way of doing things. I very much think that culture matters. Now, we talk about Heat culture all the time. People roll their eyes and how things are done and how much it matters. Well, it does. And when you saw the postseason this year, and particularly the NBA Finals, I think it's very obvious how much coaching matters, how much culture matters, how much ownership matters, how much front office matters, how much depth matters, how much developing players matters. All of it matters. All of it plays a role in winning championships. Everything is important when you're talking about winning cultures. And Brooklyn never had that. And from the beginning, you could see that there was going to be some issues there. We played the clip earlier talking about Kevin Durant and Kyrie talking about how anyone could be the coach. Steve Nash could be the coach one day. KD could be the coach one day. Kyrie could be the coach one day. No, the coach is the coach. We heard reports this year that Kyrie Irving was holding practices after Steve Nash's practices. That's not normal. That's disrespectful. There does need to be some hierarchy. There does need to be some structure to organizations. The Nets never had that. Now, they signed up for it in this situation. And, you know, maybe any of us would if you had the opportunity to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in the building. But you have to have standards. You've got to have boundaries. And we're seeing time and time again that the organizations that do that, the organizations that take care of their stars, but also set a hierarchy of decision makers that put people in place that the players respect, they're having success. Look at the Boston Celtics. They forever couldn't get over the hump. They're just so talented. Why doesn't it work? Why can't Brad Stevens put it together? You bring in Ime Udoka, he changes the team around, and now they're in the NBA Finals. Look at the Golden State Warriors. Had the worst record in the league and just won a championship without Kevin Durant. Just retooled, were patient, took care of the players that were there, didn't panic, didn't freak out, didn't blow it up. It's not that hard to make a good culture. It's really not that complicated. People make it complicated because people are the worst. People are impatient. People are egotistical. They want all the credit. People want power and influence. You see it everywhere, all the time. And we're always confused. Why can't this person make it work? Why can't we figure it out? Why is this not building anything? How is everyone treating each other in the building? What are the standards? What's the culture? When you walk in the building, do you know this is my job? I'm going to do it to the highest level. And if I continue to do it at the highest level, I'm going to be rewarded for that, that it's going to play a role in everyone's success. And I feel good about that. Or are you going into a Game of Thrones situation, which I use all the time, where everyone's whispering and there's leaks and, well, if I do this, will I be able to get that job? And there's backstabbing and all this constant chaos. It's not that hard. Put people in positions of power who are qualified and then hire other qualified people. Treat people good. Empower people. Reward people. I just don't think of any sort of cultural pillar when I think of the Brooklyn Nets. And it's just not that hard to create a good culture. It just isn't. And, you know, we saw through some of these reports this week about how Kevin Durant felt about what was going on in Brooklyn, namely that he felt that the front office didn't try to understand Kyrie. Now, in the front office's defense, I don't know who understands Kyrie Irving outside of Kevin Durant. And at this point, I don't even know if Kevin Durant understands Kyrie Irving. But if you are going to bring in a player like Kyrie Irving, who has a history of things blowing up, who has a history of not being reliable, and you can get the entire scope of how he behaves, because the NBA is a small circle, you can get a full scout on Kyrie Irving. Then you need to act accordingly. You need to make sure that you're in constant communication with him. You need to make sure that you're on good terms with the people in his circle. You have to do that as an organization. You have to know to do that as an organization. This is an example of this is what happened with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. That's why I was 100% on Aaron Rodgers' side when he was mad about the Jordan Love pick. You have to know who Aaron Rodgers is. You have to know he's going to be upset if you don't tell him that you're going to draft Jordan Love. How can you have someone in the building for that long and not know how they're going to react to that and not have the wherewithal to have that conversation? So I don't know how things fell apart in Brooklyn. I don't know exactly why. I'm sure we'll find out over the next couple weeks once all of this plays out. But this is an opportunity for Brooklyn to really build something. Be patient. Create something that is lasting. That's what's being rewarded in today's NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Miami Heat, the Boston Celtics, the Golden State Warriors. You're seeing it now with the Mavs. You've seen it with the Suns. Be patient. Build. Develop. make smart free agency moves, put pieces around that are qualified. That's what makes sense. That's what works in today's NBA. Pushing a bunch of stars together and giving everybody free reign to do whatever it is that they want doesn't work. You just saw it happen. It's all falling apart. Who knows what's going to happen with Ben Simmons now? You don't know if Kyrie's going to be there. It's chaos, and not the good kind. So if you want to correct things, you've got to build a culture, and it's not really that hard to build.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.